Lecture topic, Journey for Miraj, part 2.
وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. First of the 17 Jews, Mullah Shabir Ahmad Uthmani Rahmatullah Alayhi commentating on this ayah writes, every atom, never mind human, every atom on this earth, directly or indirectly, benefited from the coming of Nabi Alayhi Salaam. And if any person did not benefit the likes of the kuffar, then they can be likened to that man who hides himself even when the sun has risen and blocks all the avenues of the rays of the sun reaching him and denies that the sun has risen. And he says, no, it's not bright, I'm still using light. My brother, you have veiled the avenues of light coming to you. You had veiled your eyes and your ears. Hence, my Allah then sealed your heart. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَإِنْ يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الرُّشْدِ لَا يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا وَإِنْ يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الْغَيِّ يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا. When they seen the path of guidance, they felt, this is not the path on which I can tread. Yet when they seen the path of deviation, they fell blindly and they said, this is the path I tread. All praise belongs to Allah who sent me as a mercy. وَأَنزَلَ عَلَيَّ الْفُرْقَانِ. And all praise belongs to Allah who sent upon me the Furqan. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. Furqan is the description of the Quran which differentiates between حق and باطل. Furqan. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. All praise belongs to Allah who revealed the Furqan upon Nabi عليه السلام. Ulama have written, after the Quran, the next divine scripture is the Torah. Because Allah has also referred to the Torah as Furqan. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ الْفُرْقَانِ وَضِيَاءً وَذِكْرًا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Likewise, another verse of the 20th juz of the Quran. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ الْأُولَى فَصَائِرًا لِلنَّاسِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. All praise belongs to Allah who sent me as a mercy. Allah then made me reveal the Quran upon me. وَرَفَعَ لِي ذِكْرِي. Allah elevated my stages. Allah elevated, like the poet says, أَأَقُولُ لَكَ رَفَعَكَ اللَّهُ لَقَدْ قَالَ لَكَ رَبُّكَ. Oh my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to praise you. What must I tell you? Must I tell you, may Allah elevate you? Allah told you in one whole chapter that He has elevated you. What can I tell you? When the Quran tells you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have elevated you. أَأَقُولُ لَكَ جَمَّ لَكَ اللَّهُ لَقَدْ قَالَ لَكَ رَبُّكَ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. Must I tell you, may Allah brighten you? How can I say may Allah brighten you when Allah said you're a perpetual light? My mother Aisha radiallahu anha said, لَنَا شَمْسُ وَلِلْ آفَاقِ شَمْسُ لَنَا شَمْسُ وَلِلْ آفَاقِ شَمْسُ وَشَمْسِ خَيْرٌ مِّن شَمْسِ السَّمَاءِ فَإِنَّ الشَّمْسَ تَطْلَعُ بَعْدَ فَجْرٍ وَشَمْسِ طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْعِشَاءِ. One is my son, that is my Nabi. One is the sun that brightens the world. Aisha radiallahu anha says, I challenge that sun, my Nabi is brighter than you. You brighten half the world, the other half is in darkness. My Nabi radiates light 24 hours. لَنَا شَمْسُ وَلِلْ آفَاقِ شَمْسُ. Brothers, and you have abandoned this Nabi, and you are getting rid of that sunnah from your face, and you call it just a sunnah. Wallah, that statement that it is just a sunnah and you are shaving your beard is more severe than the skies and the earth collapsing. I will tell you, at Mi'raj, when he stood before Allah, even at that time it was you and I, and you boldly, arrogantly, emphatically, repeatedly, deliberately get rid of your beard and you say it's nothing but a sunnah. It's time you check your iman, what's the levels. You are monitoring your sugar, you're monitoring your blood. Why don't you start monitoring your iman, my brother? Every little while at the doctor and the chemist, are my sugar levels okay? Are my blood okay? What about checking this diagram of iman? Is this thing also not fluctuating or just dropping? Where is iman? أَقُولُ لَكَ رَفَعَكَ اللَّهُ لَقَدْ قَالَ لَكَ رَبُّكَ. أَقُولُ لَكَ جَمَّ لَكَ اللَّهُ لَقَدْ قَالَ لَكَ رَبُّكَ. وَجَعَلَنِي فَاتِحًا وَخَاتِمًا. All praise belongs to Allah who commenced His creation with me and ended it with me. I was the first Nabi whom Allah decided, yet the final Nabi whom Allah sent. كُنْتُ نَبِيًّا وَإِنَّ آدَمْ لَمُنْجَدُلٌ بَيْنَ الْمَاءِ وَالطِّينِ. That is the riwayat. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam says, we then greeted, we came out of Baytul Muqaddas, أُتِيَ بِالْمَعْرَاجِ. Mi'raj in Arabic is from the word arraja, isma'ala, which means a ladder, divine elevation. If I am going to call you, I will send my car to receive you at the airport. Allah then sent his letter from Jannah that I am sending this to receive my Nabi. Nabi alayhi salam said, I left my burraq there and this letter from Jannah came. I stood onto this letter and instantly we climbed and ascended. Physical ascension. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjid al-haram. من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا. We came to the first sky. Jibril Amin, who was the host, and taking me across, knocked on the door. It was then opened and I entered. I met with Adam alayhi salatu was salam. He greeted me. I seen some faces on my right and I seen some faces on my left. When Adam alayhi salam would glance to the right, he would rejoice. And when he would glance to the left, he would be sad. I inquired, what is this? He said, the right is Ashabul Yameen. These are the dwellers of Jannah and these are the dwellers of Jahannam. Allah save us all. Wa ashabu shimali ma ashabu shimal. Wa ashabu shimali ma ashabu shimal. Fi samumin wa hamim. Wa dhillin min yahmum. La baridin wa la kareem. I discussed and I met with Adam alayhi salam. I went onto the second sky. In the second sky, we met with Isa alayhi salam and Yahya alayhi salam. On the third sky, I met with Yusuf alayhi salam and I found that Allah had given him a lot of beauty. In fact, one riwayat suggests, Nabi alayhi salam says, I seen that half the beauty that Allah had given in the entire world. In other words, every person that is handsome and beautiful enjoys half the beauty that Allah has distributed in the entire world. And the other half was exclusively given to Yusuf alayhi salam. However, the ulama say the difference between the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam and Nabi alayhi salam was that Yusuf alayhi salam's beauty was striking. At the first glance, you'll be captured by his beauty. Nabi alayhi salam said, Akhi Yusufu sabih wa ana malih. Malih means the closer a man came to Nabi alayhi salam, the more Allah would unveil and unfold his beauty. So Nabi alayhi salam, of course, was the most beloved, the most beautiful. Allah takes qasam of those faces in the Quran. But the beauty of Nabi alayhi salam, Allah would unfold and unveil as a man came closer to Nabi alayhi salam. So the eye with which Abu Bakr seen Nabi alayhi salam, no one else seen. That was the beauty of Nabi alayhi salam. We then went on to the fourth sky. On the first sky we met Adam alayhi salam, on the second Isa and Yahya. On the third sky, Nabi alayhi salam said, we met with Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. On the fourth sky, we met with Idris alayhi salam. On the fifth sky with Harun alayhi salatu was salam. On the sixth sky with Musa alayhi salatu was salam. And on the seventh sky, Nabi alayhi salam says, I came, I seen the Kaaba there, Baytul Ma'mur, which is in line with the Kaaba. And I seen one elderly person reclining there. And this was Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. 70,000 malaika make tawaf of this Kaaba daily. And no person gets a chance to repeat the tawaf again. يسبحون الليل والنهار لا يفترون. The malaika make the ibadat of Allah perpetually. Ulama have made some subtle implications. This is not nusus, but the ulama have mentioned this, and this is also in Sirat Mustafa. I thought I will just make mention of it. In fact, one brother had just asked me about this recently. There were subtle indications and implications in meeting the respective prophets at their respective locations. Meeting Adam alayhi salam, this is what the ulama have written, meeting Adam alayhi salatu was salam on the first sky was an indication that just as Adam alayhi salatu was salam was driven out of Jannah by his enemy Shaitan because he ate from the forbidden tree, in the same way Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a bitter pill indeed, your enemies will drive you out of Makkah, which is your abode, and you will have to leave it unfortunately. Just as Adam alayhi salam had to leave Jannah and come in this world, you will have to leave Makkah and come out as well. When Nabi alayhi salatu was salam left Makkah, I don't have time, my brothers. Wallah, you will cry how he looked at the Kaaba and cried. He cried and he said, oh Kaaba, you are very beloved to me. I swear by Allah, if this kuffar were not to compel me, I wouldn't have put my foot on any land other than you. He then looked at it and he cried and he told Abu Bakr, Allah will open up. He mounts, he leaves his family. Abu Bakr leaves his family. He uses an unknown path. It's the dead of night. He has to leave this very Makkah of his. In fact, he uses an uncommon path. And then when he just approaches Medina, this uncommon path then links up with the common path going back to Medina. So my Nabi's gaze falls on that road. When his gaze falls on the road going back to Makkah, again he becomes emotional. And he becomes so emotional that Jibreel Amin descends in Hijrat. And Jibreel Amin reveals this verse. إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنِ إن الذي فرض عليك القرآن لرادك إلى معاد. Mufassirin say a verse revealed before Hijrat is a Makki verse. A verse revealed after Hijrat is a Madani verse. This verse was not revealed in Makkah nor in Medina, not before Hijrat, not after Hijrat, but in Hijrat to come and rescue and console his Nabi. O Nabi of Allah, compose yourself. Allah has his wisdom. Shortly he'll bring you back to Makkah. He then comes to Medina. He makes dua for Medina. He says, O my Allah, as you have made Makkah sacred because of Ibrahim, make Medina sacred because of me. He made dua, and then he said, in a dream I seen one elderly woman, the riwayat is in Muslim Sharif, one elderly woman was leaving Medina. I then interpret this dream that all the calamities of Medina have now left Medina. So this was the implications in meeting Adam alayhi salam. In the second meeting Isa alayhi salam, Nabi alayhi salam said, Ana aqrabun nasi bi Isa ibn Maryam. I am the closest to Isa alayhi salam. There's no Nabi between Isa and me. Isa alayhi salam will come in the latter part of this ummah to rescue this ummah as a follower of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. Meeting Yahya alayhi salam, the implications was to say as the Yahud had rebelled against him and Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam suffered at the hands of the Yahud, O Nabi of Allah, you will also face similar challenges at the hands of the Yahud of your time. Meeting Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, was indications that just as Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam was opposed by his own brothers, O Nabi of Allah, your own beloveds will also oppose you, your own relatives. After all, Abu Talib defended Nabi alayhi salam. Let's not forget, Abu Lahab was also the other uncle of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. Him and his wife Umm Jamil, what pain din they caused to Nabi alayhi salam. My Nabi is sitting in the masjid with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Umm Jamil, the wife of Abu Lahab, walks in and then she starts singing poetry against Nabi alayhi salam. Allah refers to the Nabi of Allah as the praised one. She says, مُذَمَّمَنْ عَصَيْنَا أَمْرَهُ أَبَيْنَا دِينَهُ قَلَيْنَا. The condemned one, the criticized one. مُذَمَّمَنْ عَصَيْنَا. We deny him. أَمْرَهُ أَبَيْنَا. His faith, we deny. We discard. دِينَهُ قَلَيْنَا. And his religion, we dislike. And she has a stone in her hand. And she's advancing. Abu Bakr becomes emotional. Says, O Nabi of Allah, this woman. Nabi alayhi salam said, Abu Bakr, be patient. Allah has put a veil between me and her. She'll walk around this masjid. She won't see me. My Nabi is performing salah. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يَنْهَى عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّى. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يَنْهَى عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّى. Nabi alayhi salam is performing salah. Abu Jahl comes to stop Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. And he actually physically tries to stop. As he comes close to the Nabi of Allah, he comes and then he suddenly withdraws. People asked him, what happened? He said, I actually seen flames between me and him. Nabi alayhi salam said, wallahi, if he had to come an inch further, he would be burned beyond recognition. Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. Then he goes and he says, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you know I am Abu Jahl? I'm in a very influential position. And I have a full backing behind me. Allah revealed the verse. فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَهُ سَنَدْعُ الزَّبَانِيَا. Tell him to call his men, we call our malaika. Tell him to call his men, we... عَلَيْهَا 19 angels in charge of Jahannam. Allah revealed the verse. فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَهُ سَنَدْعُ الزَّبَانِيَا. Tell him to call his men, we call in our malaika. Brothers, don't interfere with the friend of Allah. Don't call your men. You can try your luck with others. Don't try it with Allah. I swear by Allah, when you interfere with the friends of Allah, that man has the backing of Allah. Mawlana Khalil Ahmed Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, the author of Badlul Bajhud, which is the Sharah of Abu Dawood, is walking with his disciples. Someone mocks at him and scoffs at him. He tells one of his disciples, just tell him something also. He's been rude to me, you also be rude to him. They're all hesitant and reluctant. They say that after all, Islam advocates tolerance and overlooking. He says, tell the man something. They're all quiet. The man takes 3 steps and he falls down. He says, Maine kaha tha badla le lo, warna mera Allah badla lega. I told you take revenge or else my Allah will take revenge. I pitied the man. I know whenever anyone interferes, my Allah becomes part of that argument. I told you hit that man, I seen the divine wrath of Allah come in. Had you told him a mouthful, my Allah would have left him. I told you take revenge or else my Allah will take revenge. And when my Allah takes revenge, it comes in mysterious ways. Don't think you have silenced that man. The other day I was giving a talk, I said, that father who comes to the masjid, to the madrasa, and has an attitude, because the ustad disciplines his child, and says, you ulama are like this, and you are like that. perhaps that ulama and that alim would silent himself in compliance to the regulation in the constitution of the country or the masjid. But I swear by Allah whose control is my life, the day you have silenced any alim, you have terminated the spiritual journey of your progeny. That's the end of knowledge in that generation. The choice is yours. Let us show how eloquent you are. Tell us a mouthful, we'll bathe. You will see the consequences, my brother. Forgive me if it's crude. These are the things that are happening, and when the opportunity presents, I make mention of it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that Umme Jameel cannot come. Meeting Yusuf alayhi salam implications you will be opposed by your own family members. They will go against you. Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tabba ma aghna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab. Nabi alayhi salam's own uncles. After that, going beyond that, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, on the fourth sky, meeting with Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. In that there were subtle implications. Idris alayhi salam was amongst the first prophets. Allah had divinely taught him certain skills. For example, the ulama say the first person to write and to do mathematics was none other than Idris alayhi salam, and he was divinely taught by Allah. Man then developed on what Allah Ta'ala taught Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. So in meeting Idris alayhi salatu wasalam, the indications were that just as he started in Tidrus writing, you will also write letters to the kings and the emperors of your time. And there's chapters in the hadith where the Nabi of Allah addressed letters towards the kings and the rulers of that time. That is meeting Idris alayhi salam. Meeting Harun alayhi salatu wasalam on the fifth sky, just as Bani Israel did not listen to Harun alayhi salam and they worshipped the calf, the consequences of that was that they were killed. In the same way, those leaders of the kuffar that did not listen to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in Badr they met their fate. They met it in the most evil way. إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَحْتَ ظِلَالِ السُّيُوفِ. Meeting Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, just as Allah commanded Musa alayhi salam to fight the people of Sham. وَإِنَّ فِيهَا قَوْمًا جَبَّارِينَ. And ultimately, Allah gave victory to Musa alayhi salam over the people of Sham. In the same way, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will have to also fight over the people of Sham. And look at the similarity. Allah commanded Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to fight over the people of Sham, and Allah brought the victory in the latter part, and that was in the reign of the nephew of Musa alayhi salam, who was Yusha ibn Nun alayhi salam. In the same way, the Nabi of Allah also dispatched an expedition of Tabuk towards Sham, but Sham and Syria and Palestine came in the rule of the Muslims in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Ultimately coming on the final meeting with Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the seventh sky, that was the indication of Hajj, and that is the final Hajj that you are going to make before leaving this world. And ulama of Ta'birul Ru'ya, the ulama of, you know, who interpret dreams, they also mention that if you see Ibrahim alayhi salam in a dream, then this is a sign that in the near future Allah will bless you with Hajj of the Kaaba. This is what the ulama have written, that sighting Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam in a dream, this is clear sign that in the near future, inshallah, you will be embarking on the spiritual journey for Hajj. So, O Nabi of Allah, this is that point where there are indications and glad tidings that you will be making Hajjatul Wada, and of course the final Hajj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with an army of 124,000 Sahaba on his camel Quswa, subhanallah, and the final hadith and the final sermon that the Nabi of Allah delivers. What an emotional get together. And then he tells them, Ala hal ballaghtu, Ala hal ballaghtu. Oh, my Sahaba, have I conveyed my message to you? Yes, you have conveyed. Ballaghta al amana, addayta al risala, nasahta al ummah. You conveyed, you advised, you warned, you have done your task. Allahumma ashhad, Allah, you be my witness, Allah, you be my witness. I have done the task for which you have sent me. Like a father, dying father tells his children, oh my children, I'm dying. Remember, I've instilled good morals in you. I told you repeatedly and I make it my last advice. Make salah the guide in your life. Oh my son, don't end nor start your day without Quran. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, then Jibreel Amin could not journey beyond that. And these came to that critical moment where you take your son with you also, and he comes everywhere with you, but then it comes to an intimate relation and you say, my boy, just 1 minute outside. Yeah, just keep this phone, I'm coming. I'll be 2 minutes, I have got some important, I'll be with you. 2 minutes. Why, I brought you with me, I took you on the flight, I gave you the privilege of the hotel and everything, but this is an intimate relation. Nabi alayhi salam says, Jibreel Amin paused and he said, onwards O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Onwards O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَفُتِحَ لِي بَابٌ مِّنْ أَبْوَابِ السَّمَاءِ. Then one door of the heavens were opened. And I came to Sidratul Muntaha, which is that culmination and completion. Anything from the top doesn't go beyond, anything from the bottom doesn't go above. I came to this location and I was then covered with a host of countenance, nur, barakat, grandeur, spirituality. And then Allah brought me even closer. And then Allah initiated the discussion. And Allah said, As-salamu alayka ayyuhal nabiyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nabi alayhi salam says, I praise Allah in the following way. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. All verbal worship, all physical worship, and all monetary worship belong to you, O Allah. Allama Tahtawi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, in essence, the Nabi of Allah made three declarations. And on every declaration, Allah responded. When the Nabi of Allah said, all verbal praise belongs to you, O Allah. I only praise you and none other than Allah. Brothers, you will find people that can praise trivial garments and outfits. You will find people that will praise an item in his shop, praise his car, praise this. But tell him to stand up and speak about the greatness of Allah, his tongue is dry. Wallahi, he can't speak about Allah. Malana, please, there's a man that wants to accept Islam. Tell him, I don't know what to tell him. You're 50 years and you can't tell him anything about your Allah. You can tell him about this car. You asked him your car and he had a history. Actually, I bought the Maxi, I did the interior, I did the... I'm only asking if it's your car, Jazakallah. Your son, make dua, he's graduated, he's done his matric, we pursue in a day. I just wanted to know if it's your son, Jazakallah. Tell me about Allah. What does Allah say? Ar-Rahman fas'al bihi khabira. Go and ask about the ulama. Go and ask the ulama who is Allah. قُلْ اِدْعُوا اللَّهَ وَادْعُوا الرَّحْمَانَ أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah said, if you say all praise belongs to me, هَرْ فَرْدِ حَمْدِ أَزَّبَانِ هَرْ حَامِدِ مِنَ الْأَزَلِّ إِلَى الْأَبَدِ مُخْتَسٌ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Every word of praise and the tongue of every praiser from the very beginning of time until eternity is exclusively designated to Allah. If you say all verbal praise belongs to me, then O my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my peace be upon you. Nabi alayhi salam made a second declaration. Allah, all physical worship to you. Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, look at those people, they're bowing before their kings. You are more deserving to be bowed at. Can I bow before you? Nabi alayhi salam said, number one, you said they're bowing to their kings. Lest to be malikin, just to start off, I'm not a king. Look at the humble, whereas Wallahi was the king of kings. And number two, bowing, this is before Allah. Many of us must be conscious, brothers. Karate is wonderful, it's noble, physical fitness is essential. But there should be no bowing gesture before your sensei. Let us be particular about this. In Islam, we do not bow, we do not lower. We humble, we respect, we honor, we revere. We do not physically drop ourselves. This is in ruku, this is before Allah and none other than Allah. However, if it was permissible, لَأَمَرْتُ الْمَرْأَةَ أَن تَسْجُدَ إِلِّي زَوْجِهَا. I would have told a woman to bow before her husband in respect to her husband. But even bowing before her husband is not permissible. The third declaration, Allah, I will run my monetary dealings according to you. On the third declaration, Allah said, on the first, Allah said, my peace be upon you. On the second, Allah said, As-salamu wa rahmatullah, my mercy, wa barakatuh, my blessings. Brothers, how many of us today said, Allah, I will praise you. I will perform salah like you. But I will run my business as I want. قَالُوا يَا شُعَيْبُ وَصَلَاتُكَ تَأْمُرُكَ أَن نَتْرُكَ مَا يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا أَوْ أَن نَفْعَلَ فِي أَمْوَالِنَا مَا نَشَاءُ. Oh Shu'ayb, what Islam are you coming? Your Islam is giving me restrictions in my wealth. Wallah, Mawlana Saad Saab Damat Barakatuh mentioned this in the Markaz in Nizamuddin. Those brothers that were out in the path of Allah will bear testimony to this. He said, the greatest tragedy of this ummah is that it has considered its leisure time and its surplus wealth as a personal commodity. The grandson of Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf rahimahumullah, nawwar Allahu marqadahu. What did he say? The greatest tragedy of this ummah is that it considers its leisure time and surplus wealth as my wealth. أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكْ. My Allah says, if you think it's yours, don't you know many came who had more than yours? And overnight I dropped them to abject poverty. The Quran says, أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الْقُرُونَ. Some don't verbally say it, but the gesture is of pride and arrogance and haughtiness. It's my wealth, I've earned it, I'm entitled to use it. You're entitled. Let's hope it doesn't go on your medical bill. So on the three declarations, Allah Ta'ala then responds. Then Allah tells Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam says, and Allah gave me the discussion of the chapter, the concluding verses of Surah Baqarah. What Allah discusses there, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا. This was revealed later, but Allah gave me this as a gift, that I will overlook the mistakes of your ummah. I will help your ummah against your enemies. I will not put such challenges and difficult injunctions on your ummah. Nabi alayhi salam says, Allah gave me the second gift. And likewise, Allah gave me the gift that any one of your ummah who dies without ascribing partners, I will grant him Jannah. And then the Nabi of Allah says, Allah gave me the ultimate gift. And Allah says, I now, officially, you call up a student, you award him, you give him a gift, you give him a medal, you give him a prize, you give him a blank check. Allah calls up his Nabi. For the other injunctions, Allah sent Jibreel, and Allah said, tell Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, zakat is for us. Allah sent Jibreel in the form of Quran, tell Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hajj is for us. But this gift was too great. Allah said, don't send him, bring him here to me, I have something special. With the other injunctions, Allah sent Jibreel down. Ya Allah said, bring him to me. This is something special. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have now favored you with 50 salah. Take this and perform it. And this is the great pillar of Islam. Whoever will hold on to it, then he will hold on to deen. وَمَنْ ضَيَّعَهَا فَهُوَ لِمَا سِوَاهَا أَضْيَعَ. And he who dishonors this pillar of salah has destroyed it. Cutting a long story short, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, then after meeting with Allah, فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَآ أَفَتُمَارُونَهُ عَلَىٰ مَا يَرَىٰ. Allah says, then I spoke to my Nabi whatever I wanted to speak. For example, a child comes and says, asks his father, what are you saying? What were you speaking with, mommy? Says, we were speaking something. What's the something? You don't worry, we were speaking. You carry on, we were speaking. Allah says, I spoke to my Nabi. The ulama say, Alif Lam Mim, Yasin, Hamim, Taha. What is this? Travel the world, open the books of tafsir and hadith. I swear by Allah, you will come across no meaning. The ulama of tafsir say, this was a secret dialogue between Allah and his Nabi. You don't need to know, you bring iman on it. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ بِتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَبِتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِ وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِ. Allah says, bring iman. But what was discussed in Taha and Yasin and Hamim? Of course, Taha is one explanation in the hadith, it's the name of Nabi alayhi salam. But the others, the beginning of the surah, حروف مقطعات, open the tafsir, you'll find one answer. Allahu a'lamu bi muradihi. Allah alone knows what this word means. This was secret between Allah and his Nabi. وَمَا أُوْتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. What knowledge do you have that you want to know this? أَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. Allah then inspired his Nabi. The Nabi of Allah says, I then came down. I met with Ibrahim alayhi salam again. What happened? I went to Allah. What, you got 50 salah? MashaAllah. Mubarak to you. Congratulations. May Allah make it easy. Came down second. Met with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. What's the gift? 50. Go back. Go back. I've got Bani Israel and I know their nature. Go back. In Sirat al-Mustafa, the ulama have written a nukta. Ibrahim alayhi salam approved, praised, congratulated. He didn't refer the Nabi of Allah back. What gave Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the courage to refer the Nabi of Allah back? They say because he was Kaleem. Or Kalam ye maqam naz hai. Kaleem, he spoke to Allah. I speak to him every day. Just tell him I referred you. I'm on the phone with him every day. You go to him, just give him my name. Just tell him so and so I have sent you. I'll sort it out. You go back. I speak to Allah daily, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell Allah I send you back and reduce it. Take pity on your ummah. Really, O Musa? Really, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go back. May Allah ta'ala reward Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. Of course, it was the plan of Allah. It was the kindness of Allah. It was in the plan of Allah. But definitely, like the Nabi of Allah said, Allah is going to give me that high abode in Jannah. But one thing, wallah brothers, Allah puts it in my mind now. One thing, the Nabi of Allah has asked you, literally he has asked you, سَلُوا اللَّهَ لِي الْوَسِيلَةِ. When you hear the adhan, abandon your speech. And when the adhan is over, then make dua that Allah must give me that praise platform in Jannah. Inevitably Allah will give it to the Nabi of Allah. But the Nabi of Allah says, whoever will make that dua, I will definitely intercede on his behalf. آتِ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدًا الْوَسِيلَةِ وَالْفَضِيلَةِ. So of course, Allah was going to reduce it by his planning. But definitely Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had a share. Nabi alayhi salam comes to Allah, and then this procedure continues until it's dropped down to 5. Riwayat suggests that Musa alayhi salam referred Nabi alayhi salam again also. Musa, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then politely said that when Allah is dropping it by five in the denomination of five, if I ask now, what will be left? So Nabi alayhi salam then takes this gift and he comes in this way, and he then comes to Baytul Muqaddas, mounts onto his burraq, and then comes back into Makkah and spends the night there. The next morning, brothers, there's so many things. I have taken up a lot of time, that's why I'm just cutting corners, and I don't want to miss those important aspects that I wanted to speak on. The Nabi of Allah then comes back to Makkah, and in the morning he narrates this incident. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لَكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ أَحَاطَ وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لَكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ أَحَاطَ بِالنَّاسِ وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الرُّؤْيَا الَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَالشَّجَرَةَ الْمَلْعُونَةَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. And people started denying the kuffar. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu immediately came forward. He said, if my Prophet and my Nabi and my companion has said, I have definitely believed in it. In fact, the Nabi of Allah was sitting, just to explain to you the level of submission in the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Nabi alayhi salam says, one day in Bani Israel, a man got onto his cow and he was riding it, and the cow said, I haven't been created for this year. So those that were present, the Sahaba, they said, Subhanallah, Baqaratun tatakallam. O Nabi of Allah, you mean the cow was speaking? Nabi alayhi salam says, look, if you have some questions or not, that is your choice. Abu Bakr and Umar, without questions, they've accepted it. And it comes in a riwayat, neither Abu Bakr nor Umar were present. In their absence, the Nabi of Allah confirmed their submission. What was Siddiq? Siddiq was the one that responded in totality. There's no room for my intellect and my logic and my knowledge and this and that. The Nabi of Allah has said it has happened. This great gift was then given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which was this incident of Mi'raj. Brothers, this great gift of Salah, what is this gift of Salah? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, last words, the hadith that I quoted in the beginning. The last words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. O my Sahaba, I am leaving this world, be particular of two things. Fear Allah with regards to the performance of salah, and fear Allah with regards to kind treatment towards your slaves. Ulama say in this two, he summed up deen in its entirety. Salah, inna a'atayna kal kawthar. Verily we have given you kawthar. In Bahrim Muhit, there are 26 different narrations of what is kawthar mentioned. Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Uthmani has made mention of it in Tafsir Uthmani. What is kawthar? 26 different explanations. The preferred verdict being, of course, that it refers to the pond of kawthar. Fasalli li rabbik. Perform salah for your Lord. Wanhar, and make qurbani, slaughter the animal. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Verily your enemy. Actually, abtar in Arabic refers to an animal, the tail of which has been cut off. One kafir made the remark and said, Muhammad Sassan's male offspring has passed away. Hence his lineage will not remain and there'll be none to revere his name. Allah said, that man will die, nobody will remember him. And if history remembers him, they'll remember him in an evil way. You, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 14 centuries down the line. And wallah, till the day of Qiyamah, every man takes it his pride. And every day throughout the world globally, your namaz is incomplete, your salat is incomplete, your Quran is incomplete till you don't speak and send durood on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So perform salah. That's my last command to you. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu performing salah in Masjid al-Nabawi. Abu Lu'lum Majusi, who was the slave of Mughira ibn Shu'bah. And he came to complain to Sayyidina Umar, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu found no merit in his complaint. So since then he developed anger and he was, enraged. The next day after Fajr, when Sayyidina Umar, the riwayat we know it in Bukhari Sharif, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu performing salah in Masjid al-Nabawi, leading the congregation, he came, he hid himself in a corner. And while Sayyidina Umar was in salah, it was dark, he advanced from the back, he had a spear in his hand, and he came and he pierced the spear in the blessed body of Sayyidina Umar 6 times. Sayyidina Umar fell down in salah, Sahaba then came forward, immediately Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu brought another Sahabi to continue the salah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was then taken home, and the physicians were brought and he was treated, but it was evident that the wounds that he sustained were fatal, and hence his death was close. It comes in a riwayat of Bukhari, as soon as he gained consciousness, he asked one question, Hal sallal muslimun al fajra. That salah which I left incomplete because of my tragedy, did the ummah complete that fajr salah? Did the ummah complete that fajr salah which I left incomplete? I am answerable to Allah. Allah communicates with Musa. Allah barely introduces himself to Musa. Inni anallahu la ilaha illa ana fa'bud. إني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. I am Allah, there is no deity but me, fear Allah and perform salah. فويل للمصلين, woe be to those who are negligent in their salah. Read the commentary of this ayat. Those that delay salah, those that do not perform salah on time. Nabi alayhi salam seen a man playing with his beard. What about those that play with other things, with phones? Brothers, for Allah's sake, get rid of those phones that have musical tunes. I spoke about it the other day. You have a restaurant, you have parda facilities, you are sinha approved, and the music is blasting. What are you contradicting? One side you maintaining a standard of halal, and at the same time you consuming halal food, earning the curse and the anger of Allah. You're in the house of Allah, and there is no concession of such phones. What tells you that you have to buy such a phone? Now we're coming out with tunes, that there's no option on that phone, it only has that particular. I, in my limited understanding, cannot see concession of keeping such phones which have musical tunes when substitutes are available on the market. When substitutes are available, and the irony of it rings in salah. And like that a man fidgets with everything, but when his phone rings, then he's concentrated. Then he doesn't want to off it. The Nabi of Allah seen someone playing with his beard. The riwayat of Tirmidhi, my Nabi said, لو خشع قلب هذا لخشع الجوارحه. Wallahi, if this man was conscious of Allah, he wouldn't have been playing with his beard. If he knew where he was standing, أعبد الله كأنك ترى فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون. Those that are negligent, those that are careless, those that are not conscious of their time. Allah says, woe be to such people. وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى يراءون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. When they stand up for salah, they stand up lazy, they stand up arrogant. لا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. They do not repent to Allah, they do not remember Allah. Brothers, let us be conscious that we are standing before Allah. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. What a sad thing, brothers. There are so many elderly people. Wallah, you are my father, you are my grandfather. But utmost respect, in the light of the hadith that the Nabi says, إِنَّ مِنْ إِجْلَالِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِكْرَامُ حَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ إِكْرَامُ ذِي الشَّيْبَى. Revering the name of Allah will demand that you respect the elderly people. There are so many elderly people, my heart cries, I swear by Allah, who sit at home, who have no work, yet daily they are only distancing themselves from Allah. They are distancing, the night goes without Fajr, the night goes without Isha, they sit before the devil box. When they have no engagement, no occupation, is this not the time, oh my father, is not this not the time, oh my grandfather, to devote yourself to actions that can serve as an atonement of the wrong you did in your youth? Of course, the youth in our prime, let us turn to Allah. But what I'm saying, when I see this, it like, ya Allah, this man has got so close to the qabr, if the reality hasn't dawned upon him now, when will it ever dawn upon him? We make dua to the Almighty Allah, that he give us the ability, we embrace this gift of salah. Wallah, brothers, it's a gift and not a burden. It is a gift and it's not the burden. It is the mi'raj of the believer. My Nabi said, it is the coolness. وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي. And Allah has kept the coolness of my eyes in salah. May Allah Ta'ala inspire us all and give us the tawfiq and the ability of practicing what was said. Brothers, I just have a note here and I thought perhaps I will share it with you. Last year when I spoke on Mi'raj, and Alhamdulillah, many things were discussed as we discussed today. There was a youngster in that gathering that was very emotional, and Alhamdulillah, Allah inspired him the words of Quran and Hadith. And that particular night he had a vision of Nabi alayhi salam. And in the spiritual feeling, he compiled the couplets of poetry on Mi'raj. And the next day he came and he left it at my door. And he says, yesterday I felt a spiritual ecstasy and I needed to express myself. So I penned down on a paper and he came and he left this. It was quite thought-provoking. I thought perhaps we will conclude with this. Allah inspire us all. What he wrote goes as follows. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. On the glorious night of the Ascension, you warned a group of us with words deserved of infinite mention. A sermon fit for kings and nobles of impeccable class. As your shower of pearls fed our iman, my heart sang a spectacular song. As your shower of pearls fed our iman, my heart sang a spectacular song. My nafs lamented at its love for haram. O Allah, fill us with noor and keep us away from wrong. You reminded us of our covenant. You urged us to repent. Your calls for unity were vehement. My love for the Nabi was double, the last one Allah sent. Just as the journey by night illuminated the heavens and the earth, may Allah continue blessing you in illuminating our hearts. Day by day, in dunya's deception, surrounded by filth, may Allah further bless the one with the gift of ar-risala, who directs us towards Jannah to march proudly. Recite Durood Sharif. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا إلى رمضان اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا إلى رمضان اللهم أعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا من النيران اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.